Blog Talk Radio.
Check
myself, Straightway Tennessee. Of course, I come back here to where all this pollen is. We've been in Straightway Kentucky East, along with quite a few brothers from Straightway Georgia. Indiana showed up, Daniel and Samuel. A few days, Brother Rob and them, DMV, showed up. Brother Allen, Levi was there. McNabb, Rashad, Straightway Clarksville. We here. Philippines, say hi, teacher.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Bless y'all, Philippines. Bless y'all, Australia, Canada, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, England, Finland. Try not to miss nobody. Japan, India, Canada. Try to make sure I'm not missing nobody.
Pakistan.
Yeah, India. Yeah, Pakistan.
United Kingdom, Germany.
Yeah. Oh, Germany. Germany. I actually miss Brother Freddy and his family. Truly do. I just wish people would just be honest. Talk like men.
They're now Straightway now. They've all moved in one house right now.
Yeah, we got Straightway Philippines, yeah, and Colombia. Go on. All right, hey. Shabbat Shalom, Brother Daniel. Brother D. Lies dead. I know you're going to talk about building. I know he gonna talk about it. Everybody has us, and I know he gonna talk about building. Dang, you see that building? You see what we did? 15 courses, 10 feet high, 36 by 16. And me and myself and teacher same face and reflecting. My eyes pumping right now because I come back to Tennessee. Up there, they got these dang gum flies. They fight the living hell out of you. Not mosquitoes, flies. And Tennessee, we got pollen off the chain. Best Brother Mike, good to see you this evening, too. Thank you for your offering there. Super chat. I'd like to first of all thank each and every last one of you for your contribution to the ministry. My way of Cash App and PayPal, it does not go unnoticed. Especially those of you that are faithful. We appreciate it. Many of you had no clue or no idea that I was going to be out of the net for pretty much the whole week. By the time I did get back into what quote-unquote civilization.
Yeah.
And dang. My phone blew up so bad, everybody asked me why I ain't responding, where you at, Pastor Dow, you're alive, you've been banned from YouTube and all this whole other stuff. And I told y'all I was going to be gone. And we was gone, Straightway Kentucky East, building the building. Myself, Brother Brett, Brother JC, Brother Scott, Brother Ray, Teach Shane. We were gone. Is that right?
Yep.
Myself, Teacher Shane, Brother Brent, stayed the whole time. We'd like to thank all the sisters up there in Straightway Kentucky East for the wonderful meal prep. The only thing and the only all I have against y'all is y'all been in this ministry for so long to be so damn wicked with y'all damn visceral attitudes towards each other. It's nonsensical and it don't make a damn sense. What we need to do, and people wonder why I talk against or talk about women all the damn time. Spirit's funky, you act like you're so meek, humble, quiet, all of you do. But you got that damn funk and that in you. It's just, I'm trying to tell you, so damn prideful. Pride going before destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall. It's just damn utterly ridiculous. The men up there in Straightway, Kentucky, busting their ass, make a damn good living, carve out a living for y'all, and then have to come and deal with all these damn foul-ass spirits flying around all over the damn place. And I told Mama Nelly to handle it. Y'all fortunate I didn't get to it. Because if I got to it, boy, it would have been a, damn bloodletting. They would see the letting blood coming out of the trailers. Well, other than that, they took care of us in the food aspect of it, but man, the fuck that y'all got up there with y'all ass. Y'all need to get around. Y'all need to actually come here and stay with us for about, y'all husbands need to make a sacrifice and bring these damn women and let them stay in a bungalow down here for 2 weeks with us or with Straightway Georgia. We'll teach their ass. We will teach them. All right, so back to business as usual. But thank you for the food, though. We appreciate the hospitality.
Hallelujah.
The brothers can't say enough about it. Hard-working brother. Y'all brothers should strive to work like that one brother up there in Elder Mitch. But I think people are seeing the example what it's going to take. Men teaching our 50s now, man. Damn it, I might add mid-50s. Let's get it. And now they got up, and then they're going to put the roof on and stuff. They're going to build it right, you know what I mean? That's crazy, man. They got a building up there, man. It's already pretty close to being halfway done. Mm-hmm. And didn't have to pay the world nothing. Nothing. And everybody else always talking about Fresh Brother Eric Camacho for y'all for, man. Everybody else always talking about the, how much they love people and stuff. They don't love in their giving. They don't love in their word, they don't love indeed. I seen Ringo TV tonight blast some people on YouTube and said, who in the hell thumbs down this video? All I can say is a lot of envious and jealous people out there. Brother Daniel said, NFL training kept my ass. He said, them blocks. Woo! Be the Father's will. We'll be there Straightway Indiana, Straightway Georgia, all the places where the Father put his name that the labor's going for. We'll make a sacrifice. We'll get there. Hopefully by then we have about four or five more proficient block layers. We're not talking about somebody can lay a block, five blocks in 30 minutes. We need to be moving. We need at least 10, 15 blocks in 30 minutes. At least 12. But, man, D, we averaged about a little over 600-something blocks a day. Only did about 30 blocks this morning. We set things up, looked up, then we had the scaffolds up there. I had the scaffolds up, I looked over to the, down the valley, and I said, we ain't going to make it. We are not going to make it. And we're sitting there looking. Wasn't even 2 minutes later, boy, the torrential was down 4 o'clock. Brother Brick said, man, that thing's moving fast.
About
30
miles an hour.
Yeah. But I do appreciate our time that we spent up there in Straightway, Kentucky. We've been gone Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and come back Friday. Now, you can tell that a lot of you men who blow up my phone, you don't follow the ministry close like you think you do. Because if you did, you would have knew where I was, because I communicate, especially on Patreon. I let everybody know what I'm doing, where I'm at, where I'm going on Patreon. And it was kind of disappointing to get, you know, see all these phone messages once we got phone signal. And people kept on calling, wondering why that the phone calls wouldn't return. I didn't have no phone signal.
Nobody did.
Yeah. And But tonight we're taking phone calls, and like we said, guest call-in number is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, yours truly, we'll get on into that.
I don't mind telling you that Straightway Tennessee, we can do more work in half a day than what most people can do all day long. Let's just say 6 hours. 6 hours. People get to learn how we work. And remember, you got to at least try to meet that standard. Most people don't want to meet that standard. You know what I mean? Shalom, Ms. Bobak, all y'all that are giving offerings, appreciate it. Wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, like I said, people are falling out of the ministry like flies. Like flies. We had another one depart from Straightway, Florida. You know the reason why? They grew up believing the Trinity. We believe Trinity too, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We just take it straight to the scripture. We believe one step further. They won.
One.
There ain't no damn two gods. Period, point blank. Brother Kelly, bless you, Shepherd. It was such a blessing. Working and learning, man, it sure was good to see you, man. From you and Elder Mitch, shout out to Elder Rupus, the brothers D.A., who laid it to the line because of the pad is down on the scale. Let's go, champ. Yeah, Brother Caleb, man, we got, he was there too, man. So did.
Brother Joseph.
Brother Joseph, yeah. Appreciate y'all labor of love. Yeah, James Miliano. They worked their rear end off. I think everybody that did come is learning the work ethic of Straightway. And mind you, Teach, I want to say something to y'all. I really, truly do. I know y'all think that we, I'm going to say something to y'all. Mind y'all, you dealing with 54-year-old brother Teacher Shane and Pastor Dow. Could you imagine what we used to work like when we was in our 30s? Are y'all listening to me? Y'all dealing with us in our 50s. Could you imagine what it was like when we was in our 30s? I tell you what, Elder Mitch said he's going to make a shirt, I survived Straightway Kentucky East. Or, no, he should be making a shirt, I didn't survive Straightway Kentucky East. A very few of them survive that. But it's a labor of love. People are beginning to understand what that labor of love is. I posted many, many videos on YouTube and especially on Patreon. Go make sure I upload a few more of that too. Brother Terrence from DMV came down and got it in. Learn it. That's the way Chuck grew up, working like that. He didn't like it either. Eric Gabriel didn't like it either. Working. So by the time they get to jobs out there, it's like, it's a cakewalk. Everywhere they go, they think that they the cream of the crop. Wow. Wow. Man, the way y'all work. Wow. Elias. Wow. Elias grew up working like this. Wow. The way y'all work. Wow. I see those little children run around. You got to have something for them because the world that they get ready to inherit, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Got to see my granddaughter, brand new granddaughter, Salome. Spend some time with her. Okay, you cut it off for a second so I'll be able to hear any phone calls. We're going to go ahead and get right on into it. We're not going to be long. hopefully tonight, which we're going to go ahead and get some of these phone calls. Guest caller number 310-982-4226. Now, what I normally do is I'll call out your area code. This is a drill. When I call out the area code, I usually try to fill in the time because we know there's a delay to make sure that you don't still listening to me or listening to me through your computer, but you listen to me through your phone so we don't get the feedback or side tone. Spiritual logic, a.k.a. hope. Even the demons believe that there's one biblical Yah and tremble, and people can't trust in the scriptures believing in three. Sad. Pastor Dow, sorry. Pastor Dow for speaking to you. Shalom for speaking to you. I know, man. Before we get to home, so usually the delay will give you time for you to get to your phone because we know that people are listening on a computer. You need to step out of the room where your computer is so we don't get no feedback and side tone. We often talk about, you know, I usually have pretty much Hallmark scriptures go to prove the oneness of Yah. I think the greatest one that there is Hear, O Israel. Yahweh Elohim is one. Anybody else that tells you that there's two or three gods, they're Satan, a demon, and an antichrist. Period. Point blank.
Yes.
They are a deceiver and an antichrist. And I again and again, I keep saying it is. People get so filled up with this damn so-called worldly-ass, trashy knowledge. They can't produce anything spiritual for the Most High God but words. Go study in other men's thoughts. Act like they come up with something exclusive. Brother Will said, Shalom, Chef got a keg for the saints as requested. Hallelujah, Brother Will is our brewer.
The bull brews?
Hallelujah. You know we love you. We'll love that keg, too.
Bless.
Just like Martin Luther did, Bob. Martin Luther loved kids. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. All right, got you, Elder. We got you. And that's another thing I want to say, too. Elder Mitch, Straightway, Kentucky East, they getting after it.
Yeah.
When you go up there, you see progress.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you see progress. They are getting after it. But I hope y'all brothers don't lose heart. Whatever y'all do, don't lose heart. But the Elder Mitch said, we're going back to 1999. That means we're going to be working like Pastor Dowling used to work in 99. Woo! I get it, too. I'm not going to discourage you because you're young enough to be able to handle it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But, I was on a vein of thought there for a moment. Y'all got to forgive me there a little bit because, man, them dang horse flies tore us up. Sun beat us down. Now come back home, pollen whooping us up. Just got back from music practice, and the beat goes on. We are excited, though, about what we're seeing off. Straightway Kentucky East. Because every time you go up there, you see progress. You see labor.
Yes.
Deacon Gorman and all them, they getting it in, man. They getting it in up there. What a beautiful place it is and a place of safety for the women and children to dwell. Just beautiful.
Yes.
Nice environment. Wholesome environment, they're working hard to provide and carve out a good living. And y'all sisters, excuse me if I think that all of y'all up there in Straightway, Kentucky, every last one of y'all asses need to be getting deliverance almost daily. The hell with once a week or once every month, daily. Damn shame. From what my side told me. What's she had to deal with? little petty, little foxes. You know what we need to do? This way, Elderman, this is what y'all need to do. Is go buy all them sisters some work gloves and some boots. And the next time y'all got to add on an extension to that child hall, that dining hall y'all built, y'all men trade places. Send some of them to cook or get some pizza and have their ass out there all damn day long and get a couple of brothers designated to watch the children. One thing they will do, they will lose some weight. That's guaranteed. And number two, they ain't going to have enough time for all that bitching because they're going to be so damn tired. They ain't got time for that foolishness. Nah. You damn women or something else. And then people think, they always wonder why I pass it down. I'm always talking about the women. Why I pass it down. I'm always talking about shut up. It's sad, isn't it? But they did cook some good food and served us well.
Oh, yeah.
Man gave us fruit every day. Woo, boy. Man bought us drinks. They did wonderful on that aspect. On that aspect, did wonderful.
Yes.
Spiritually, man, they jacked up his hell. They jacked up his hell. And a lot of y'all men that are hugging, y'all need to put y'all foot down. Y'all need to lay y'all damn foot down hard. And don't worry about belief. There's somebody better. Ain't that what the book says?
Oh, yeah.
There's always somebody better.
Yeah.
There will always be somebody better. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Pastor, that's hard as woodpecker lips and all the way of the transgressors hard. That's real talk. That's why you see, I know one thing, you don't see one fat brother up there straightway Kentucky East. They all working, brother. They working. They are working of some working brothers. I can't say the same for the sisters, though. But they're damn so for sure for brother.
Yes.
But I will say this, boy, they cooked us some damn good food, though.
Yes, we ate well.
Man, them damn oxtails. we had lamb chops,
yeah.
Steak.
Yes.
What do they call it, twice flipped? Potatoes,
yeah.
Greens.
Oh, man, potatoes.
Hot water cornbread. Good God of mercy, man.
Lemonade.
Woo-wee! Our sisters can cook. They just can't cook them damn demons out their ass. That's the problem. And the reason why I ain't doing it, because you men ain't putting out your foot hard enough. That's just a fact. Well, other than that, man, Elder Mitch, Straightway Kentucky East, we appreciate the hospitality.
Yes, very much.
We slept good. We ate good. We worked hard. We relaxed hard.
Yes. Enjoyed
everything. And we loved every moment of it. We're not going to be recuperated by Shabbat, I promise you that. But we're going to try our best to take a little bit of ease. I got back, it's just unbelievable what we get back to. Got a lot of work to do. With that said, we'll go ahead and take the first phone call tonight, area code 606. Got to give honor what honor is due. Labor's worthy of his hire. I'm going to tell you something about Elder Mitch, though. You remember I did that video contrast of two men?
Yes, sir.
That contrast of two men, one was Elder Austin, the other one, Elder Mitch. And Elder Mitch is running circles around that so-called Elder Austin. Elder Austin is disgusted. He didn't think that his sin was ever going to find him out. It's okay we run a tight ship with everybody else, but not when you caught running contrary, right? You're running dirty, right? No, we're going to get you. Should be taken as love. Get your ass right back on the line, but no, you don't want to do that. So we're going to support Brandon now. Area code 606-606. And why not talk the way I talk? Why? We work too damn hard.
Yes.
And I'm talking about literal blood, sweat, until we work too damn hard to expect piss and shit in return. In any damn aspect. I don't have to tolerate it.
No.
You don't have to tolerate it. We don't have to tolerate it. We don't have to. You can drop me off on anywhere on the face of this damn planet Earth, I'll survive. But I'd be damned if I'm gonna sit up and take, man, having all this discord, dissension, and dishonor, especially on the community. As hard as we work it, showing no respect for the offering. Think you can have the same attitude, the same visceral attitude, do the same damn way, and think the same damn way you used to in the world. Hell no. And mind you, them going to be the first line to teach our children. Our children getting taught. Oh, that's where I'm supposed to talk to my husband. That's where I'm supposed to deal with my brother and sister, especially my sister. That's all I'm supposed to have. That. Oh, I need to have that catty ass shit in me. That's what I need. I think I'm going to show up at more just like I'm going to get in that ass. That's what I'm going to do one day. Elder Mitch, open up the floor for me. You know what I mean? You know me. I love calling names. But Elder Mitch, I'm telling you, that elder's working hard.
Yes.
They're working hard. You can't miss the prosperity. You go over to Patreon, go to YouTube, you'll see it all. Nah, hell no, nah. There ain't no damn Proverbs 13, there ain't no Proverbs 31 woman up there. Nowhere near close to it. Now I love y'all too. But I can't say enough about them brothers though. They got it down. They got it down all but in one area dealing with their wives. That's the one area y'all brothers are lacking in. Yeah, some of the children do. Damn sure some of the children. Ain't no way in hell our children would do something. Let's sit. Anyway, let me move on before I get started. Because everybody was like, damn, what's wrong with that man? You know what's wrong with this world today?
Come on.
What's wrong with this world today is there's not enough correction. Because people are considering feelings and emotions over true love.
True.
And if somebody despises correction because they sorry has feelings, the Bible says correction is grievous unto them that forsaketh the way. Is that what the book says? Anytime you get corrected, you feel like you got to justify. You feel like the one that's corrected don't understand you full of shit. You feel like they just don't know? Shut the hell up. Mm-hmm. We already know you don't know about correction because you don't go correct nobody else. It's hard going to people and correcting them, especially when you know they're going to reject you. Hallelujah. We're going to put some scriptures on the oneness of Yah in between each one of these phone calls. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, teach. Let's see what Paul said to the assembly of Corinth. And I'm not even going to use some of the scriptures I always use. I'm telling y'all right now, anybody don't believe that there's one God, one Yah, one Elohim, you're dealing with a damn devil. Y'all know this right now, the straightway only believes that there is one God. One Elohim. And beside him, there is no other. Y'all hear that? Period. And we love him with all our heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4, read, teach.
You said verse 6?
No, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4.
Okay. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols.
Stop. So the subject matter is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you're eating, sacrifice to idols. Is that right? Don't be doing that stuff. So we're going to give you our message, our understanding, our knowledge of it. Read on.
We know that an idol is nothing.
We already know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know that an idol has no power, it can't breathe, it can't speak, it has no life in it whatsoever at all. It's made and cut out and carved out by the image of man's hands. It ain't nothing. It don't mean nothing. Is that right? Come on.
And that There is none other Elohim.
There's none other Elohim but what?
But what?
That's it. All right, let's go to the phone call. That's good enough, isn't it? Eric Cole, 606-606. Elder Mitch up at Kentucky, Straightway East. It's Pastor Dow, you on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Elder?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Straightway Tennessee. Bless you, Straightway Georgia. Bless you, DMV, Straightway Indy. All the brethren that found their way up here, Brother McNabb came through. All the brethren that came through to help us out up on this building, Pastor. I just appreciate you guys' help. I mean, honestly, literally, can't really find the words really to even really show gratitude. I mean, it was amazing. It was truly a labor of love, like we have said many, many times, taking out of your guys' time away. Now people see why it's so hard to get a hold of me, because you really don't have no signal, like you said earlier. But I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. I can't say enough. I just wanted to just personally call in and let everybody know y'all put it down. Straightway has, and I could see Pastor, he's literally, from what I see with you, Pastor, I think you told Brett and all them that. I see you guys doing something different each time. And, I mean, y'all on a different level. I was telling Scott, I mean, I never seen y'all build the way y'all build on probably the last two buildings I see y'all lay. And y'all really had a system going, even to the point where, like I said, I just stepped back and I just watched, and I actually just got in where I fitted in. I wasn't trying to do anything special. I really just did my best to help manage in order to expedite and make things more efficient, so that way you guys can help us expedite this thing. And I keep learning more and more. This is the third block building we've done on the land, and I learn something new each and every time that I touch it, and then I put my hand to the plow to actually perform and do what I've seen in you throughout the years. And I just can't say enough. And I also appreciate your testimony of us brothers and of us sisters, because truth is truth. So
yeah,
most definitely received for show by me. And I'm really hoping that these sisters are hearing what you're saying, and I also hope that the men are hearing what you're saying, because I've been making this statement a lot lately. I got it from one of our brothers. Time will tell who is who. This is why I speak about folks, you know, caring about their name. You know, people can't walk around. You see what I'm saying? People need to really take up on your reputation. You see what I'm saying? Because you control that. You control how people view, how people see what you do. You see what I mean? Whenever you are out of pocket and things of that nature. So I'm very happy that you said it. Because sometimes, you know, it ain't the message, it's just the messenger is what it is. But Straightway as a whole, hey, y'all put it down. Y'all came up there. Y'all did what y'all did. I mean, it was awesome. The only thing I forgot to do was wash y'all feet. So, I mean, I just, you know, y'all showed up and was just like, boom, right to work. I mean, it wasn't no time for, you know, meeting and greeting Harley. It was like, everybody need to know this. Pastor show up, we about to unload scaffolds, unload equipment, and get right to it. So, y'all did just that, and it was a pleasure just having all the brethren there, Pastor. It just really was. It really was, and I just really can't thank you enough. And I look forward to laboring with you when you go to Georgia, when you go to Indy, or wherever. Wherever we need to go, I'm down to go. I told Elder Rufus, if we need to come to Georgia to help y'all lay the pad, let us know. We'll come up if we can, and we're going to rock out. That's how we're going to do it.
Well, Elder, you know what I said? When we get there, we're going to preach. And you notice there ain't too much talking going along when we working the way we working.
No, not at all. Not at all. You're either going to faint in the way or keep up. So you're going to be a heat cap.
Yeah, we're
going
to preach as we work.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we have fun
while
we're
going to preach with ease.
Yeah, we have fun doing it as well. And we put it down, man. It really did. You know, you guys still have a hell of a work ethic, even at the age that you're at. Really don't know too many people that really hit it like that, and work the hours that you do. And you got definitely a great crew. Everybody, they just in where they fit. You know, you guys have a system, and it shows. Because I remember I told Greg, I said, man, remember the first time I went to Straightway, we were doing that freezer building, And the only person laying was Pastor Dow. I mean, it was literally, I mean, everybody was handing you blocks, and everybody was mixing mud and just giving you what you needed, and that was it. I said, now we're splitting up. We got multiple people laying blocks. You know, it's a system down. You got people come behind cleaning the mud. You got people running the mud, too. It was awesome. It was nice. And we did get a little discombobulated at times, so that's why sometimes that we had to just kind of move things around and manage it a little bit better so things didn't mess up the flow. So, and that's definitely what I saw take place while you was up there. So, but it was awesome. Teach, it was awesome seeing you as well. I was happy to see you on the land. And, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm at a loss for words, really. I'm telling you, it's just, I'm a little speechless, really. But I just had to just call and let you know just how grateful I am. I'm actually on top of the hill right now. I can't even go down to the house because I can't make this call from the house. So, you know, I had to be up on top of the hill even to call in and just let everybody know that you guys put it down for sure. Y'all did. And y'all entrance was just like y'all's exit. Work, all right, put up, out, gone. it was the same. It was literally the same. We loaded y'all up, and once we got y'all loaded up, I mean, I ain't even hug everybody. Y'all jumped in the vehicle, and boom, y'all was gone. So definitely all work, no play, and you have a busy schedule, and I know it was nothing but love for you to break away from that to be able to come there and do what you guys did, because y'all have a whole hell of a lot of work to do even at Straightway in Tennessee. So,
oh, yeah.
And everywhere, really. So it was definitely – I enjoyed you, though. I enjoyed you. Enjoyed the brothers. Enjoyed Mom Nella coming again. Just enjoyed it. Enjoyed all of it.
Well, definitely. I'll tell you what. You're doing a damn good job.
Yes.
You're doing a damn good job up there and stuff. Y'all brothering. Y'all tight. Y'all doing it. Y'all are literally doing it. Like I said before, them damn sisters, I think the problem with sisters is they don't work hard enough.
Hey,
really truly believe that. I don't think that they work like our sisters at Straightway Tennessee. I think that the reason why a lot of that damn cattiness and all that damn shit they got going on between them is because they got too much time on their hands. Too many of them cooped up in the damn home and stuff in the trailer. They need to get their ass out there in that sun. They need to get out there and work in that damn garden. They need to work, and then you're going to find out who's really truly in the faith, because when you get finished with all this work, you ain't got time for all that murmuring, complaining, bitching, griping, and at each other throat with your damn sharp, forked tongue. And you don't have time for all that. Now, they need deliverance every damn day. But as far as cooking, providing, doing what they need to do, they on point. But you see, all of that is overshadowed by what my child told me what the hell is going on. It's literally overshadowed because as hard as y'all brothers work there and as fast as y'all are progressing, y'all are progressing faster than any community that has ever been in the history of Straightway. They need to get their head out their ass and get in a damn supportive role and stuff and really understand the blessing that is up in front of them. And no, I hate to see what's going to happen years down the road. When everybody has their own dwelling places, y'all already have a dining hall, a fellowship hall, a shower house. Stuff. If they are like this right now, they're only going to get worse as the blessing gets better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. And we've had a lot of visitors in the last 6 months. And literally, Mom Nelly, no, I told her, our sister's been batting zero. And, I mean, the past few months here when we have visitors, and I've already told them our visitors can't be seeing the stuff that you guys are producing. So, and I already told them, time will tell. At the end of the day, time will tell. And you're going to show out, and then now you're going to have a visitor that's a testimony of you. You see what I mean? And so it is what it is. And I'm glad that you're saying what you said. I'm glad Mom Nelly came and said what they said. Yes, sir.
Hey, what I'm doing in the scripture today, it takes a wise woman to build a house, but a foolish woman will pluck it down with her hands. You understand me? I mean, you can do, and they did. They did well serving us. They did well preparing food for us, taking care of us, make sure we provided for them. They did that well. But all that it's the little foxes that destroyed the background. All that damn theater in the background, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm making a suggestion. I put theirs out there. I put theirs out there. Ooh, Jesus.
A wood cook stove.
Hey, take that down. That's a good one. Like bro said, I mean, take that electric stove from buy an Amish wood cook stove and put the ass in the cook shack and then let them bitch and gripe and complain like that. We'll see how much money we get out of them then.
Yeah, they may be in agreement. Yeah. I agree. I understand.
I know one thing. When you busy, you ain't got time for this shit.
No, I'm just not around like that. Like I said, they heard my voice. They hear my voice. And know this.
Oh, we know.
I have a lot of light for the.
Oh,
believe
me, you know, we tell. We can tell because what happens is, Elder Mitch, you go ahead and reprove, correct what it need to be and stuff. As soon as you get away, if they husbands don't enforce what you said, they're going to stay the same damn way.
Hey, Pastor, can I say something?
Go ahead.
You know, it's all right. Us men can instruct, right? We can instruct our women to do whatever, you know, the men are agreeing to, whatever we're putting down. But I always tell the men, how's the administration? You know what I mean? I mean, you can instruct Mom, Nelly, Summer, Carol all day long, but how's the administration and performing what you're saying? You know what I mean? So this is one area that, like I said, I got life for the situation. Hallelujah. So I got light, but it's good. This is good. Everybody can hear. All ears have heard. And now, guess what? Now you got an opportunity to switch it. You got an opportunity to change it. You know what I mean?
Hey, Elder.
Yes, sir.
Elder, name me. Now, I'm not saying I'm not the only one. I'm probably the only one you know. Name me another man that is more long-suffering than Pastor Dow.
Man, I don't. I was told, Pastor, years ago, it was a guy I worked with. He said, Mitchell, he said, man, I understand patience, but, man, you too goddamn patient, is what he told me. And then I came to the ministry, and I'm very patient. I'm a patient guy, man. I really am. And then there was something that popped off, and I was like, man, Pastor, he holding. I'm like, man, I said, I've met somebody that's more patient than me. I have not. I have not met a more patient brother, man, than you. I have. You're very long suffering, but when you're done, you're done. When you're ready to cut them off, you cut them off.
I'm done.
You know what
I'm
mean?
Done.
So
I'm
yeah, you are. I mean,
and you know the reason why?
Like, it, yes, sir.
No, go ahead, Ellen.
What I was gonna say was, you are the man of Yah, the man after Yah's own heart, and we know that Isaiah, his arm is stretched out into a stiff neck and a rebellious people all day long. There's a smoke that burns in his nose all day long, you know. So it's just the same. You know what I mean? You just got the spirit of Yah, and it's there. And in your position, you approach things totally different than many others. And I've learned that as being an elder in my position, how I must actually adjust and how I need to grow in more long-suffering and patience.
That's right.
I've actually been doing my best to implore just that as time goes on. And I got brothers be like, they be wanting me to hammer it down. I say, okay. But you see me hammer down this area, but I haven't done that area. There's a reason for it. I give time. You give instruction, you give time, and you don't see no fruit, then boom. And I've told the saints earlier this year, I said things about to get really ugly. But I've been working so hard, I'm not really focused in on it. See, my mind right now is I need to build this community. We need to spread out. There was nothing on this land when we got it. Nothing.
We know.
So
there
I don't
was zero.
I don't
nada. Nothing but green and a creek.
That's it. Green and a creek. That's it. It didn't have a road on it. It didn't have nothing there. So I don't have structures or that was. I don't have to refurbish nothing. I don't have two homes, three homes, four homes. I don't have none. So I'm doing my best to build, spread out, so I can get to that point where all I'm doing is being an elder and focusing on these spiritual aspects. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be unbalanced either. You know what I mean? But I right now the work is just there, you know what I mean? But we're getting there. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get right. It's just gonna get some time. And like I said, I'm glad other people are witnessing. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I like that. I like that. I like for people to witness what I see.
I tell you one thing, man, y'all got a solid brotherhood up there. With a brotherhood, y'all can build a city. Build a town.
Yeah.
Build a country.
Yeah.
But you can't do that shit when you got all them little foxes behind the scenes dragging down men with their little let me just stay on the positive, Devin. Something
I got
called
you.
Me.
I got you.
They accuse me of being too negative. I'm being positive right now, but let me tell you something.
No,
you remember when I was up in the Shabbat?
And I said,
yes, sir.
Now, I can't cook worse shit. If you want gallstones, yep. Let Pastor Dow cook.
Yeah.
But that don't mean I can't learn it.
Yeah, you told me that.
That does not mean I can't learn it. If I can apply anything in my life the way I'm doing now, I can apply that and be probably a damn good cook.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I said that in contrast and let these women know, listen, you ain't damn etched in like stone like your ass think you is. Not in this ministry. No, you ain't.
Yes, indeed.
You better, if I got to come up and meet y'all's conditions, you better be following me as I follow Messiah. And you better come on down, because I'm not tolerating that damn low-base shit.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pastor, I think, you know, well, I know why us brothers have such a good brotherhood. Early on, you already know, since I was around you 10 years ago, I've pressed in. I've pushed camaraderie. I've pushed morale. We do things to show ourselves friendly one towards another. You know, we literally have shared things with each other that we've told no one else. We labor with each other in deliverance. You know, these things we've done, we've came to each other. We buried each other's burdens. You know what I mean? These things that we've pushed, you know what I mean? So, and I often say our sisters have not done that fully. I know that. So, now, that's not to say that some of us haven't tried, you know, but it needs to be a collective effort, you know what I mean, on their part. And I tell you, I've already told them, are y'all going to Georgia? Every last one of them. I've even said, I said they're all going. And all of them know. I said it out loud. They're all going to Georgia. It's just me and El Rufus going to talk. We'll set up a time. Everybody going. Everybody.
You know, unless we get in one heart, one mind, one soul, one spirit, it's the only way it's going to survive.
Hey.
I guess
my preachings make a lot of sense. You know, whenever I get up and talk now, you know, tribe running this way, you running that way. You see what I'm saying? You know, the administration, all these things. That's why I talk this way, because this is where I'm at, community. This is iron sharpening iron. We're growing.
Hey, that's the first time I came up there and stayed 3 or 4 days. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. You stay maybe.
It's usually in
one
and
night.
Out.
You stay one night. Yeah, you stay one night one time before. Other than that, you just there for a day, maybe a few hours, and you're out. So that's the first
time. Next
time
I got to come and I got to stay 3-4 days, you tell them sisters, man, I'm slinging that sword left and right.
Hey, I look forward to it.
I'm slinging that sword. And we'll see, what men need to get in their mind is this. If the way y'all brothers are working, the way you working, the way those brothers are working, the way they're following you is following Messiah, brother, let me tell you something. We got this thing figured out. If they can't cut the damn mustard, there's somebody else out there better. I'm telling you there is. There's somebody better. Get rid of their ass.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm with a Shep. All day.
I'm telling you, man, what my side told me, man, it got me hot. It got me hot coming home, man. I got me damn hot, man. I should have said something my own damn self, but she did a good job. No, she did, but not that dapper on. I'm going to say this, though. Elder?
Yes, sir.
You putting that dang community up faster than any community we've ever seen in the history of Straightway. Y'all brothers are doing a wonderful job, a damn good job.
Absolutely.
Y'all doing a damn good job. Y'all really, truly are. I give it up right there. They need to keep on following you, man, to get that same drive, that same self-determination, and see the damn vision and get it done. And I keep telling, like I said before, now y'all have it really good. Because, like I said up there, y'all don't have years. We had years. Y'all got months. We need to get this shit done. We need to get it done quick, fast, and in a hurry so we can move on to the next community. Keep on building. Keep going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, 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 yes. We do. We do. Yes, we do. Yes, sir. We will do. We're going to keep pounding. You already know me. I'm going to keep grinding and keep working. So.
I know you are.
I'm no reason. Yeah, yeah.
But I tell you what, I think y'all men deserve a hell of a lot better. I do. I think y'all deserve a hell of a lot better, man. Hard as y'all work, y'all deserve a hell of a lot better.
I agree all day long. They won't get right. You're going to have them.
Oh, yeah.
One way or another.
They're going to ship up and ship out. That's what it is. Ship up and ship out. Want to do it. I don't care. We see that day. Hey, guess what? Somebody fell out of ministry today or yesterday over the Trinity doctrine. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you speaking about that. It's off the chain. As long as they've been around or people come around, they should already know. They should know where we stand at already.
Hey,
that's it.
Hey, you need to get Elder Mitch. I know I'm changing thought, but you need to get Brother Greg out there quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you got to have somebody's going to be that damn hammer that's coming behind you. That's going to enforce the vision and get it going. You need to get them out here fast. Even if you got to move somebody to town and move him there, get him out there and move, get them other people to town until they are kind of worried to get there.
I got you. Yes, sir. All right. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen.
Elder, you got anything else to give you last word?
Man, Pastor, it was just a pleasure. It was an honor. It was wonderful. It was love. It was fellowship. It was like a feast day. Literally, it was like a feast day, straight up. So, and it was, I mean, everybody was sad when y'all left. I mean, it was like a feast day, tenting out outside every day, you know, sisters feeding us outside, working, just being together, you know, talking with each other, shooting the breeze, you know, having a few drinks tonight, together at night, you know, and brothers over there acting the fool, playing bones, you know. So it was fun. It was good. I enjoyed it. And I appreciate
good.
You once again for coming out. Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. And people out there need to realize, man, they get behind the vision. They miss out on a lot. And make yourself available to come out there and get this work in, man, and learn.
Elder, I know I couldn't stay up much longer with y'all because I, you know, I had to get my side of Nelly to massage me up good so I can hit it another day, man. But you know me, man. I'm glad y'all had a good time. But you know, when it came close to, 7, 8 o'clock, man, I had to go get massage. I was out, bro. I'm done.
I know you were. I know you were. So well, we got you, though. We got you. I'll be talking to you later in the week. We found a...
We're coming back up there again to complete the other half of it. I've been thinking on that one part that I showed you before I left. I've been thinking on another thing I could do to probably straighten that out. They want to end right there, but we're going to come up there, and we're going to make sure that we help y'all complete that other half. It's got to get done. It's a hell of a lot. You know it is. You're a block. You're a mason now.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot of work.
We'll do the plumbing. We'll do the plumbing. I'll do the foundation. Once the plumbing and foundation is done, I'll let you know. Y'all more than welcome, by all means, to come back up and get this in. So, for sure.
Give us a call. You know we're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. I will. Most definitely. Love you, Pastor.
Hey. Elder, love you. All of y'all, Straightway Kentucky's Pastor, love y'all dearly. I truly do. I love each and every last one of you, all the way down from the Salome, the brand new little one, all the way to the elders there.
Yeah.
Love you all dearly. I don't think they understand what tough love is, though, Elder.
No, oh, they will. They do. Some of them do. Let me put it that way.
Well, that's good. It'll work that I want it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
you be encouraged, okay?
I am. I definitely am. I'm excited. Bless you.
Bless you. Slow. That was Elder Mitch. Stay away, Kentucky's. I tell you, man, Elder, them, they get it done. Are they not teach?
Oh, yes.
They
got
not only a home out there that people living in, but they got a chicken coop. They got another stores built. They got another a duplex they're working on. And then you got a shower house. Man, they're working. And a dining hall, man. They're rolling.
Yeah.
They are rolling. And we like to send a shout out to all the truck drivers that's up there in the Straightway Kentucky East, up that ministry that are out there hitting the road, providing the funds to make sure that money is coming in to help the community get built. And, Elder, don't forget about the truck drivers. Have them a room set aside for themselves because of the hard labor that they're putting in, hitting that road 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days. I'm telling y'all, sisters, right now, my damn fuse with women is like this. I'm telling y'all, and as I get older, and mind you, nobody, Everybody in the midst will tell this. Nobody wants to pass it along, somebody pass it out. As I get older, my damn fuse gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Usually, as people get older, they can tolerate a hell of a lot more. Not me. I'm not like that. I'm not built that way. It's time out for foolishness and for frivolity. Oklahoma, call number 405. This is Pastor Dow. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. Oh, I got to read a scripture here. Hosea 13, verse 4, teach. Talking about the oneness of Yah. There's only one Yah. Y'all hear me, Israel? There's only one. Hosea 13, verse 4, read that, teach.
Yet I am Yahweh, the Elohim, from the land of Egypt.
Ooh, come on.
And thou...
Wait. So, how many Elohims were there that delivered them from Egypt? Yeah, one.
What?
Okay, that's what I thought. That's the reason why he reminded us who delivered them from Egypt. Come on.
And thou... shall know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me.
Not one. If anybody in the ministry of Straightway come to you talking about there's more than one God, y'all better come, y'all better bring it up to leadership and make sure it gets to me. Y'all bring the leadership, I know it's going to get to me. And I'm going to call them out in front of everybody. We're not giving no place to the devil. We're not permitting his ass in any way, shape, fashion, or form. You know the reason why? Because a lot of times people do this shit. These damn private innuendos and doctrines and stuff. They ain't got nobody to support them. They ain't got no proof of their apostleship, ministry, whatsoever at all.
No. They don't be part of the one.
Say it again. There you go, teaching again. They don't.
And then they end up separating themselves. Because they believe in three, they get away from the one.
And then the Bible says they when they separate themselves is sensual, devilish, having not the spirit. Hallelujah. Oklahoma, call number 405-405, Pastor Dow, we're going to strip with you, radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Bless you, Pastor.
Shalom.
Can you hear me? Shalom.
No, we cannot hear you. I can hear you, but it's barely. You need to get close enough to where all the saints can hear you.
Is that better?
Can the saints that is hear me? A lot better.
I had to take my Bluetooth off. Bless you, Pastor. Double honor to you.
Who am I speaking with?
Shane. This is Brother Shane Fruits from Oklahoma.
Come on, brother, talk to us.
Yes, sir. I'm with Brother Quarterman and his household. We are en route to Brother Jonathan Perez's house for a fellowship. For
glory to the man, his call dropped.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, man, we got you. Y'all en route to Brother Jonathan Perez. I need to, you know what? I need a... Brother Jonathan, keep doing the job you're doing down there, man. They're en route to your place, all right? Let's go to 903, Pastor Dow. I told y'all I held true to my word. I said we was going to take phone calls, didn't I? Do know we was going to take phone calls after we spent a whole week up there busting our ass and all that, son. 903. Pastor Dow, Brother Terrence. You on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Terrence?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd and teacher. How y'all doing?
Shabbat Shalom, my brother. Come on, Witty, what you got?
Hey, blessings to you, Pastor. I wanted to get on to testify of the Yah's goodness for what he has delivered me from since coming into the ministry a little over a couple of years ago.
Let's hear it, man. Come on, Witty.
So when I first got led to your videos, I was dealing with a lot of things that I did not understand in this world. I had a lot of depression, sleep paralysis, mental problems, constantly having voices in my head, not knowing what was going on, a lot of rejection, a lot of fears. When I read a book that you had suggested called Pigs on the Parlor, listening to one of your teachings, and when I got to the section on schizophrenia, I couldn't do nothing but cry. But knowing that this was something that was passed down to me through my family line, me and my mother was in a mental hospital for a little while before, but I just didn't know. So around 2019, I came to Passover for the first time and received deliverance for quite a bit of rejections, guilt, shame, condemnation, and things like that. And the Father had blessed me with His Holy Spirit also around the time I was at the Hebrews and Nico conference. It was that very same day I was listening to you. I got the Father blessed me with the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the next year and a half was real tough. I was out on my own. I would travel to Houston once a month, maybe twice a month. It was 8 hours away. I would travel there once or twice a month for about a year and a half. And the brothers there showed me so much love and deliverance, helped me with fellowship, and just welcomed me in. And I thank the Father for it. Because I will say this truthfully, if I was not able to make it into this firstly because of Jesus, first of all, but also for being around fellowship and the Holy Spirit being with me as well. I can say now, after many deliverances from many mental illnesses, psychohereditary, paranoia, intellectualism, schizophrenia, confusion, a bunch of different minds, spirits that block and try to take your mind away from Christ. As you said, in the world, that it's your, with your mind is the way you serve Christ. And I was having a lot of trouble with this. And then one day the Holy Spirit spoke to me and it said, oh my goodness, do I stress you out? And I couldn't say anything because, and it brought me back to what you had said before, that we don't want to admit that Jesus gets on our nerves sometimes. You said that in the teaching, and that's the first thing that came to my mind. And that's when I knew that I was pointing the finger at the wrong, I was stressing and being paranoid over for no reason. So then, thank you to Elder Rufus, Brother Greg, Elder Mitchell, for speaking to me that one day. It set me in line, and they rebuked me openly before everybody, and I felt like shit for like 3 days. But but it encouraged me to press on. So now I can say today, I thank Yah that those voices, no more fears, no more schizophrenia, no more confusion. The idolatry is gone. The perversions that I used to think, I have had such a joyous week being free of all those things. And it has been a long journey, a whole year and a half of dealing and fighting these spirits each and every day, constantly, each and every day, sometimes wanting to give in, but the Holy Spirit constantly telling me to push forward and not go back to what He has already freed me for. So I just want to give all honor, glory, praise, glory, and honor to our Master, Jesus Christ, the Most High Yah, and bless His holy name.
My brother, bless you dearly. I'm blessed and I'm glad and happy that you got it. I promise you, man,
yes,
because for some people, it takes a whole lifetime. Why does it take a whole lifetime? The book says, blessed are those which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And it's because your desire to be righteous and to be set apart, man, the Most High God bless you, man. He literally blessed you. Keep striving. Don't let nobody deter you from the course or get you off the path.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. And I want, oh, one last thing, Shepherd. I just want to say to everybody that may hear this testimony, trust in the Father and just believe and also be joyful while in the fire of affliction. Just be joyful in it, and it will come.
Great tribulation, yes.
Yes, sir. And I was struggling with that at first, but once I got it, the Father just kept opening up doors for me to be free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My brother, bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. Bless y'all. Shabbat shalom.
Beautiful testimony. Beautiful. Tell you what, I'll be right back here in just a second to take your phone calls. Let's give y'all musical. Or somebody who I went to church with almost 30 years ago. Minister of Music. Minister Coleman. Giving, because y'all can't beat y'all's giving. I mean, And I say, anyway, the Father's just good. I'm going to say this. The Father, that one Father, he is just so good. He really truly is. Glory to the King. I want to send a shout out to my Straightway family, Straightway Tennessee. Y'all have no idea how hard not only the brethren, but the sisters, the children, the elderly, they work here on this land. Man, they're working hard to get their spirits right. They're working hard to make sure that they stay on the cutting edge of holiness. This is my family. Been closer to me than any natural family has ever been on the face of the planet. Matter of fact, this is my, not only my natural family and my spiritual family. What do you say, Teach?
Amen.
This is it for me.
Yes, sir.
This is it for me. Natural family don't get one damn bit about us. One way, shape, fashion, form. Don't know us. They pick and choose that. But you know what? As the beat go on, we move on.
Forward.
We drive forward. wouldn't give nothing for my family. Wouldn't give another one. These little warriors, though, every time I come around here, they got a scratch on their damn forehead when, or they face, where they're going to try to bite up a cinder block and big old gash on their forehead, and they just don't seem to get enough of them, do they?
Toughen
enough. They toughen enough, all right. The book is going to have some lacerations and everything else. About time to get our age. Glory to the King.
Glory.
I saw Daniel and Sam. They was up there the day before we got there.
Mm-hmm.
They was there to learn the basics of the block, and they got a little bit of taste of the first day we was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of y'all that came up there made a sacrifice, because I know how much it is. I do. I know how much it is, Bro D, for you to sacrifice from Indiana. I know how much it is for Elder Rufus, you to sacrifice from Georgia. These are the heads of the community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? These are the heads of the community that have sacrificed and come out there to learn the building project, you know, process even more so, and not only have to sleep in tents, what was you might say was pretty wonderful.
Yes. Great.
And then to get back up early in the morning, hit it again.
Yes.
Hit it again. In case... And if nobody's ever told y'all, Straightway Tennessee, some people accused us of grandstanding on videos. Well, this is what we say. You want to hear? This is what we say to all of those people who fancy us of grandstanding. There used to be a song back in the day. It was titled this, "For Those About to Rock." We salute you. Anytime you want to come out and play, come play with us.
Yeah.
Just give us 3 days. Come play with us.
Yeah.
Come play with Straightway Tennessee. 3 days. We'll give it to you. I don't give a damn what your profession was. I don't care what end of the damn earth or the universe you come from. Come play with us for 3 days. Now we done fired. Come play with us. All those of you that are my enemies, enough talk. Just come play. We'll take care of you, too. We'll not be ill towards you anyway. All we want you to do is just come and play with us. That's all we want. Minnesota, call number 612. Brother Gene, it's Pastor Dowling on Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Gene, up in Minnesota?
Well, love from all of the Fresh Hour family. We love you, Pastor. And shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom, my brother.
So what advice would you give anyone in the ministry that does not live in community? The three top things for fathers and husbands, the three top things for wives and mothers, and the three top things for children, that you see regularly, that normally are the things that need to be corrected, that we as Israel can start working on now. What are the three top things for each of those categories?
Damn.
And I want to give a great big
So I got a multiple choice question here. You hear that, right?
Yeah.
Bro, so you hear that?
Yeah.
Bro, Gene, you ready for the answer?
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Obedience, number one. Agreeable, number two.
Yes.
Submissiveness. Would you get changed between one, two, and three? And that submissiveness first comes to the word of Yah, dying out to the will of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to go into the multiple choice category for each one of those because all three of them have their own prospective places, which all gender to the same because of the roles.
Yep. Why?
It's the same. It's the same. Yep. All the way across the road. I don't care what position, what role you may believe or fancy yourself or perceive yourself to be in. You have to be agreeable. You have to be. You have to be submissive. You have to be.
Yes.
Must be. It's really not that hard. I went up, I'm going to show you how we did it. You still there, bro, Gene?
I am.
I'm going to show you what I did. I went up the straightway. Mind you, listen to me. If I want to, I guess after the world saw, I could have an inflated head. And teacher Shane could have an inflated head, too, because after all, you got pastor and teacher. I thought we the star of the ministry. We 10 communities. We have 10 communities. I step on one of the brand-new communities. We go there already full well knowing that the communities want to accommodate, they want to submit.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to be agreeable. Is that right? Anything we say, when I get there, I pull up, I see the brother, see Elder Mitch. Bless my brother. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Good to see you. All right, Elder Mitch, my name is Pastor Dow, and I'm here to serve, and this is Teacher Shane. What would you have us to do? What would you have us to do? Tell me what you got going on. Show me your layout. Show me your plans. And as we go, tell us what you need for us to do. We are here to serve. In our word that says there's always, if you want some honor, you better first learn how to have humility.
Yes.
Ask Elder Mitch. Call him up in the business, ask him. If that's not the first thing I said, and if we did not do it, live it.
Hallelujah.
So how we do answer your question?
Beautifully. Thank you, Pastor, as always. And a big shout-out to Goshen, by the way. They hosted us last week when we were on the road, and love their heart. They are so serious-minded. They love people. They love the brethren, and it shows.
They do. They do, and they ain't playing no games, but they do. They love them. Hallelujah, my brother. So
Hallelujah.
Make sure y'all play this over and over again that they don't forget what I just said.
Yes, sir. It will be on our wall.
Shabbat Shalom, King coming. How hard is it, teach? The book says submit yourselves one to another, in a what? In a fear we are. James 2:19. We skipped that a while ago. We said we're going to give you one scripture on the one to see y'all in between scriptures that we normally never quote. Mind you, you're talking about a man here. I love my Isaiah. I love my son. I love my family here. I do. I love them all. I love them, and they all know it. I love them with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my spirit, I do. And they do too, as well. I love them. Love them. Love them. Love my family. I love them. And they love hard right back.
And we're all being perfected. Are we being perfected?
Oh, yes.
Isn't that amazing? We've been in this 30-something years, still ain't learned perfection. The wickedness of man, it's just like you think you got to figure it out, then another damn area pops up. You need more perfection. That's why a wise man said this. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And at that time, he was the most holiest man to walk the face of planet Earth. And he still said, "Oh, wretched." Just when you think you have arrived, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who have delivered me from the body of this death." But I thank Yah. Through Yahshua HaMashiach, I thank him. Anyway, come on. Most people, they ain't even do it. Let's go with it, Teach. James 2:19, read.
"You believe that there is one Elohim."
Now, mind you, even the sentiment back then was people believed that there was one Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
Today you get, now mind you, that's the brother of Yahshua, James,
yes.
Right? He believes. He's an apostle. One Elohim. And you people still have a great difficulty believing that there's only one Yah? Listen. I do understand, I comprehend that this is revealed by revelation. Not by studying. Not by reading. Not all this shit. Either Yah has revealed himself to you or he has not, because he did say he was going to reveal himself to his people in such a way as not unto the world. Mind you, my voice is clear. Clear signal. Read on.
"You do well."
So you believe there's one Yah. You're doing fabulous, fantastic, doing well. Come on.
The devils also believe.
Who believes?
The devils.
The devils, the demons, they also believe. The demons who have personal insight to this one Elohim. They have seen him.
They believe everyone.
Heard him. Been cast out by him. They understand it. They also believe.
They believe.
Only one difference between them who know him and have seen him and those who have not seen him. But then there are those who have not seen him, but yet they fear him and they believe. Read on.
"The devils also believe and..."
They what?
"Tremble."
How many live folks is breathing on the face of planet Earth you see today is actually tremble at his presence? We tremble when they're reading the word. They can't even fathom trembling.
They know it's one Elohim. What brings the trembling on?
There's only one. Let's go to Canada. Canada, 403, Sister June. Man, we ain't heard from Sister June in a while, have we? Sister June, Canada, Pastor Dow, you know, Sherry Chew Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, Sister June?
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, and Teacher says bless you both.
Bless you. Bless you, Sister June.
Much love.
I want to give my testimony for my healing of my hip.
Come on, let's hear it. So your hip is healed. Yes. Let's go with it, Jim. Tell us.
Well, I went through a lot, like two half months in the hospital. And it's like when I had that surgery on February the 15th, y'all
yeah.
was there. I was like scared, but I was saying a Bible verse. It's for y'all did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. I was repeating that over before I went into the surgery. And then it's like after that, I got my new hip. No more pain. Hallelujah. And now I'm dancing. I'm dancing upon y'all. And it took a while, but I'm dancing. And then I'm walking around my apartment without my walker. And when I do go out to like in Heathen's world, I do still have my walker to do that. But I will be walking with a cane soon, and it's like, please, y'all, I will be driving my car soon. So praise y'all. Hallelujah.
Sister June, that is wonderful. So how are you doing today? Are you still using your walker, though, less or more?
Oh, less. I'm walking around in my apartment by myself without my walker.
Good. Good. So how are you doing when you go out in the public?
Oh, I still use my walker in the public. It's, yeah.
I mean, that's a major surgery. That's a major surgery right there. So, Sister, you're doing well. Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. It's because of him.
You keep the faith.
Yes, I will. And you are my shepherd, and thank you for guiding me. Told me to take the surgery, and it was in yard's timing because I needed to wait a year to see the surgeon. But y'all opened the door and got me had the surgery. It's like now, and now I'm walking out my healing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, my sister, glory to the King.
Glory.
All right. Let us know your progress. You stay faithful in the faith. All right, Sister June, we love you dearly. Hallelujah. The King is coming. The King is coming. That's good.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's a whole damn hill. I would hate that. Yeah, that's like starting all over again.
Yes.
Jeez. All right, Texas. 832-832-832. We're coming to you. Two more phone calls. Last two from Texas. Then out there we're on to the lines then. 832, Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor.
Shalom, who's this?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, shalom, shalom. This is Brother Webb in Houston.
Bro, Webb, what you doing, man?
TV? I'm trying to get the remote to mute the TV right now. Bless you, Pastor.
Talk to me, Webb. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Bro. I'm trying to help the brother mute the TV. Bless you, Pastor.
Well,
you
talk
you
on the
today?
Phone. Let the brother figure it out.
I got you. Bless you. Bless all of Israel. I was just calling in, give a praise report. My wife got filled with the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. So I say a hallelujah. Praise be to Yah.
Hallelujah.
Just tapping in with you, letting you know that we're doing exactly what we talked about. Following up with Brother Greg, he's been giving us some pretty good counsel and direction. It's amazing how much, you know, they say you don't know what you got until it's gone. And let's just say that, you know, it is a big difference. Not having to worry about how things going to go and what we're going to do and just showing up, it make a difference having somebody just keeping that thing going. So I want to bless Brother Greg and Elder Mitchell. Elder Mitchell being that first leg and Greg being that second leg. We're just tapping in. The spirit's still moving. Brothers getting together this Shabbat. Everything been beautiful, beautiful. Deliverance going forth. Brothers getting filled. It's been great.
Well, I mean, we miss y'all, but I'm glad you're still in the faith, still keeping the weight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
and that was all I had.
Adam Baby's doing it. Adam Baby's doing it. Most God bless y'all with.
Pastor Dyer, it's remarkable how you can go from one to three in a matter of a year, really.
I know. Now you got to learn how to regulate yourself.
Yeah.
Hey,
I've been learning
y'all
it.
Y'all asked for it. Y'all did ask for it.
Yes, sir.
You've been trying for years, but you asked for it. You asked me to lay hands on you. Yes, you did.
Yeah, and you know, I told you about the joke. I should have said just one finger. But, I mean, yeah, I really been doing great things in the family, and I'm seeing them move. My wife's seeing them move. We get to have certain conversations now, and she get it. So it's like it's beautiful, and that's just within 2 weeks. So, man, but the girls growing up, getting big. My 8-year-old, she cooking now. The 1-year-old, she want to cook. She be stirring the pots. And y'all has increased my house and blessed me tremendously.
1-year-old stirring the pot. Jesus.
Yes, sir. And she want to do it. Nobody. She want to do it. She.
I know. I got a little hero up here. Just turned 7 months. They think he can do everything.
Yes, sir, and that's exactly what. So, just trying to keep the faith, keep y'all first, and try to, you know, get to the next step, trying to live communal, and then they can really see how everything's supposed to go. So I just want to bless you. Thank you for staying on the path. Thank you for being a light in the dark. Because just recently today, I had one of my partners I knew in the world. Man, he was a good Christian. I'm talking about good Christian. And he committed suicide yesterday. And now I know that without y'all, man, you don't know where you'll be at. So I'm really thankful for you, for Straightway, for the Most High. Because the difference is between me and him is I had y'all and he don't. So, bless
you know,
y'all. Bless all you saints.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. You know, thinking about that for a second. That's a damn shame. Now you're going off into eternity. I've learned over the years, you got a lot of these ministries. You don't even see the logo on the front of their name, lawn or whatever. Such deliverance. Or deliverance mission. Ain't deliverance. Wow. You're a Christian. Doing all that you know to do. And yet you still commit suicide or murder. Hatred of self. Most of them talk about deliverance, but they don't know nothing about it. Nothing about it at all. You know, Teach, I think that people get familiar after being around us so long. Healing and deliverance, it still means the same to us. You know what I mean? What the hell are we doing wrong that's making people so complacent, though? You understand what I mean? How do you get familiar? You haven't even trekked in these shoes long enough to be familiar.
True.
And yet we're still walking in the fear of Yah, but you're familiar. It don't make sense. None whatsoever at all. Listen, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know everything. You know everything?
No, sir.
I don't know everything.
Yeah, no.
But what we know, we know.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be a fool to sit up and volunteer information to you about stuff I claim or think that I know when I don't know. I hope they keep, bro, Webb, I hope they keep y'all on the cutting edge.
Yes.
Texas 713, Brother Van. Texas 713, Brother Van. Before we go there, let's get a scripture in here, all right? John chapter 8, verse 56. Let's read through 58. John chapter 8, verse 56. Let's read through 58. Wow.
Your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day.
Oh, this is that war battle, wasn't it? Yeah. Yahshua was talking. Come on.
And he saw it.
And he was what?
And was glad.
Read.
Then said the Jews unto him.
What did he say?
Thou art not yet 50 years old.
Oh, I must be talking about Yahshua, huh? Mm-hmm. You are not even 50. And what?
And hast you seen Abraham?
Uh-oh. So the allegation here, or the assertion here, you're talking all that smack. You ain't even 50. And I got a question for you. They ain't even seen him. But they're going to ask him, have you seen Abraham? Mind you, there's a lot in translation that's been lost. Because in order for the scribes and the Pharisees to arrive to this type of question, there had to be more inserted. They're not even 50. So Yahshua had to be boasting. Beyond all belief for the scribes and Pharisees to come up with this type of question. And I think that Yahshua did it and boasted to prop them, to pride them. Brother Victor Shabbat Shalom, thank you for being an example of, to the leadership was getting laced up by one of them, and he is cooler than a cucumber. All right, bless you, Victor A. Glory to the King. Thank you for your offer, my brother. Think about it for a second. So the allegation or their prompting is that pride in you ain't even 50. And has you seen Abraham? What do Yahshua say?
Jesus said unto them.
Now mind you, before, watch this. We learned last week before, you can't even come up with a thought that he already don't know. You can't even say something in your mind that he already hasn't heard. You think that something is originating with you, but he knows the intent, he knows the thought, he knows your communication before it is manifested through your mouth. Read on.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
What do you say?
Before Abraham was, I am.
Before Abraham was, I am. Read on.
Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed.
Yahshua, standing right there before them, told him flat out and said, I was before Abraham. Mm-hmm. I got some stupid person to ask me about polygamy in the chat room. This ministry, we don't believe in polygamy.
No.
Polygamy is an abomination. Is it not? Mm-hmm. A woman can't go out the way a man does.
Nope.
Hallelujah. Lord, you can, and the beat goes on. Oh, we got to get Sister V's in here. Call number 254. You remember that one, right? Sister V's is the one that, they gave up for dead.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she getting ready to check up out of here.
Sister V's calling with 254. My sister, you come on up and let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dowell, Teacher Shane. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we hear you just fine. Let's hear it. We got you turned
Hallelujah.
Up to the seat of.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? We have prayed for you.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. I didn't know what true faith was, true faith, until I came into the ministry. When I drove myself to the emergency room, all I can do was lay on the horn. They had to come and get me in the wheelchair. Immediately, they rushed me into ER, passed everybody, and slapped me on this CPAP machine. And it felt like you ever put a muzzle on a dog, and it clamped me down so tight that it made matters worse to me. After about an hour, I ended up taking it off, and they wanted to intubate me. I was able to call Sister Bridget and have her to get in touch with you all to pray for me. And for 10 days, they had me in the room, hooked up to oxygen, poking and probing, so on and so forth. Long story short, I rejected all vaccinations, all medications related to COVID, and they did not like it at all. But as I'm laying there, literally, death was at my door, and I was ready to give up. I told them, do not resuscitate, and they put the bracelet on my arm, but then a voice told me, not yet. I'm not through with you. And then I began to fight for my life. Hallelujah. I came home on oxygen. I had not seen my straightway North Carolina family since Pentecost. That was back in April.
Yeah.
All praise to the Most High Yah. I returned to fellowship this past Shabbat. I took my oxygen concentrator with me, and Brother Gideon said, what are you doing, selling vacuum cleaners? He said, put that in the corner. You're not going to need it. And that was the first day I sat for 10 hours without the use of this oxygen machine. Hallelujah. So now
Hallelujah.
I'm walking a quarter of a mile three times a day at my apartment complex. I'm also monitoring my heartbeats per minute, and I'm monitoring my oxygen level. We're at 97%. Hallelujah. So all praise to the Most High Yah. I want to thank all of my Straightway family who prayed for me. Hallelujah. And are continuing to pray for me. And Pastor Dowell, I've been convicted, so convicted, listening to the sister-to-sister broadcast and so on and so forth. When I say I didn't know anything and I don't know anything, I hear the roof, as I hear you saying, sit down, shut up, watch, listen, and learn. Now I'm learning how to submit. I received some correction and rebuke from Brother Gideon recently, and I received it because I never knew love like this before. Like you say, my natural family, they don't even know I had COVID. Don't even know. Don't even know. Because I didn't need to be around any naysayers or any doubters and allow Yah to do what he's doing in my body. So now I just have to maintain. Today I've got deliverance from the spirit of gluttony and greed. I cooked my first healthy meal today. Can I tell you what it was?
Busy.
I had glazed salmon with roasted bell peppers, jalapeno peppers, fresh broccoli, fresh cauliflower, and fresh baby carrot. And it's the best meal I've had since I left Straightway. Hallelujah.
We're sitting here trying to figure out when we invited you. Well, we're going to send up something like that. We love that kind of meal all the time. Good.
But Pastor Dow, when I came into the ministry, I was saying I didn't like to cook. I didn't know how to cook because all I knew how to cook was the soul food that my mama taught me how to cook. And that food gave me diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. And I don't cook it and I don't eat it now. So the 30 pounds that I lost while in the hospital, I've maintained to keep it off, and I still got a long way to go. So keep me in your prayers. I'll continue to do the same. My prayers that we will all submit, resist the devil, and he will flee. And my prayers that we will all endure to the end so we all make it into the kingdom together. Thank you, Straightway leaders, for being an example of what set apart holy and righteous living is all about. Shalom, shalom.
Sister V's, you know
Hallelujah.
They gave you up at the end. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
They did. They
oh,
gave
yes.
you up at the end. We finally got word. I was like, and we called for corporate prayer here on this broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Right then and there.
The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous among us. But yes, he is. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm so humbled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister,
glory to the King.
You sound strong, too. You sound really strong.
I'm not under oxygen as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High.
Make sure you all, the one thing I want you to do is make sure you get some, it's hard to get it, but I want you to make sure when you go to the store or anything, make sure you get some good alkaline water. You need to get some alkaline water and stay the course. So y'all
yes,
keep on using you because, like you said, he ain't finished with you yet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Love you, sister.
Love you too, Pastor, and all my Straightway family. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Sister V's and older black sisters, heavy set, overweight, had a lot of trauma in their lives. Y'all delivered. Healer did COVID come. Devil tried to take her out. Still testimony. Saints start praying. Y'all delivered her that. Moved on her behalf. She sounds stronger than ever. But getting an answer, what the hell are you doing? Is that right?
Right.
And I want Brother Gideon to understand that if that woman was challenged by and believing in what you said, you make sure you believe in the elders and the pastors, what they say over you. Because the word is true, valid and strong. And our sister, through obedience, again, that word I said to Brother Bud earlier, obedience. Agreeable? Huh? We need that all the way up. Listen, let me say this to everybody out there in the whole damn world.
Yes.
Everybody always looking about, okay, we went to these churches, bunch of hypocrites. We went there, bunch of hypocrites. Ah, these people stay straight. Ah, these people don't mean shit. Ah, these people. All right. Now you hear it damn Straightway. That's the reason why we call it Straightway. We take away all of your excuses. Every single one of you, I don't care who you are. You ain't got no damn excuse. I'm wicked. Good. I'm glad to be wicked. I'm so wicked. My damn wickedness is to the zenith. Good. I'm willing to go before the ecclesiastical court that God set up. Because I want to be right. I don't want to die wrong. Now your excuse is over with. You've been pointing your fingers at everybody else who was inadequate all your life. Now you're meeting people who have meeting y'all, you have met and still continue to keep meeting y'all's conditions. We're not throwing around and playing around. Now what do? Thank you for the direction and instruction to Sister V there to keep her driving on Gideon. Sister V, thank you for obedience. Which is better than sacrifice. And a hearken is better than a fat of rams. To obey. That's a tough word in this English language, isn't it? I'm tired. Teacher's tired, ain't you? We're finished. We're done. We'll be there Shabbat morning. Don't know what time we'll be there. Hope we'll be there on time. We'll be there, though. We're literally tired. Let's end the video, man. I can feel it. I'm getting too old for this. I really am. I bless you all. Lions Den coming up. Looking forward to hearing Brother Daniel and him. Brother Rob Mathis. I did not forget your question you sent to me. I had so much going out the door. I will get all those instructions to you way before time. You hear me? Way before time. I want y'all I want everybody here to understand one thing. If I love you, and I do, I also love your brother and sister next to you,
and the ones in front of you and behind you. And you should be the same way. No respect of persons. Is that right? Lions Den coming up next. Hallelujah. Teach you anything else in part words?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse is, for the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
And we bless you all. In the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. The King is coming. Teach, you got it.
Shut it down. Mm-hmm. Give us the leftover snacks while we're on the table for
you.
Tonight.
18? Yes.
Shit. We ain't gonna need him. And that makes y'all let me open up that window.